last night tend to erase a lot of the good things that were done this year?
No, it doesn't erase it. Obviously, you know, we don't feel good about the way that we played and things like that. And it was such a great opportunity to get to where we wanted to get. But yeah, we're going to learn from it and go back to work and try to be the best player we can be.
How do you explain what took place last night?
Not good football. It's a real sloppy play. Didn't make plays in critical situations. We didn't do the things that we had kind of done all year to help us win. So, at the same time, we got to credit what the Eagles did, that coaching staff, those players. You know, they executed and they were the better team.
And they talk about how tight this locker room has been all season long. Do you get that impression that there's just been that there was something special about this group?
Yeah, and that was one of the things that you know, I talked to Coach Brief about, is just this locker room was just so different than any other team I've ever been on. And, you know, like I said, something we want to be a part of going forward.
You kind of what? How do you evaluate the next step for you, and what's the process? Do you let your agent handle that? Or
yeah, I mean, that's out of my control. You know, I did what I could this year, and, you know, hopefully made enough kicks to where they want me back. So I definitely want to be back here.
Have you been able to process at all kind of how that happened last night? I mean, I don't think anybody expected that.
I mean, it happened, and it's unfortunate, but I think for us is to move forward and to be able to come back next year and have that same goal in mind and make it to the Super Bowl.
How does it feel a day later as you kind of look back on last night and beyond?
I mean, it still feels pretty fresh, pretty bad. You know, we just got outplayed.
Is that the way it felt? And then when you look back, it's just they outplayed you, they just out executed?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so credit to them.
As you look back on this season, defense had a very good season except for last night. Does that sink in yet? Does that take a while to process?
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, I'm sure all the guys will watch the film separately, but just kind of wish you had a game like that earlier, you know. But that's how the game goes sometimes.
I think the tough thing about it is that this is the reason why you play, is for the opportunity that these guys get here in 2 weeks. I know not everybody even gets that opportunity, but when you get so close and fall short of that, then it feels, it's very disappointing, and it's, you know, dissatisfying. So, you know, it's obviously positive to look at it always. You know, we play to win, and we play for that opportunity that they're getting. So it's disappointing that we fall short of that.
You know, number one goal this offseason, you know, get back healthy. And, you know, stay healthy for the rest of the season.
Obviously, you weren't able to play the last couple of months, but what will you take out of your rookie season?
A lot of lessons, man. A lot of lessons from these guys. You know, how to be a pro. You know, how to approach practice. And, you know, championship level football. And, you know, I know what it takes, you know, to get there, you know, from watching these guys this year. So, you know, just got to add that, you know, to my game this year and just, you know, keep working from there.
How much do you think you could have helped last night?
You know, I could say I could have helped a lot, but, you know, that's why I got to be healthy to be out there. So, you know, that's the number one key this offseason, you know, to get healthy as I can and, you know, to get bigger, faster, and stronger.
Where are you in the rehab process?
I'm back jogging, and, you know, that was the number one goal, to get back on my feet and get back jogging. And that's where I'm at right now in my rehab session, you know, back running. And, you know, I'm just going from there.
You know, playoffs, you know, you got to play better, obviously. I definitely took away, you know, we have a good team. A lot of ballers, you know, a lot of people who just, you know, worked hard and put it online, you know, for each other. So proud of my teammates and stuff like that. You know, it didn't end how we wanted to, but, you know, I'm going to keep my head up, come back next year, work hard.
Teddy, what was this year like for you, and what do you look at in the offseason now going forward based on what you know?
It was a great year. Tested my character, and I think I handled everything well. But like I said earlier, this year wasn't about me. It was about this locker room, this team, this organization. And what we were able to do this year was unbelievable. And just speaks volumes about this team, the guys in this locker room, coaching staff, you know, group of fighters, guys who know what it's like to face adversity and overcome it.
Is it your intention to play for the Vikings again next year?
And I don't know what the future holds. So, you know, still dealing, you know, the 24-hour rule with yesterday, so still dealing with that. So, you know, just going to take it one day at a time.
Do you feel like in September you'll be what you were 2 years ago? I mean, you're tracking well physically, that everything's good that way?
Yeah, definitely. I feel great. Probably feel better than I felt in a while. So, just see how the future plays out.
But they haven't given you any indication one or the other, like you're going to sit down and start talking contract or whatever?
You know, this year, you know, this team, we did some great things. A lot of guys stepped up this year and made plays for this team. A lot of the young guys, a lot of the older guys, and it took a team effort to get to accomplish what we accomplished this year. We set goals back in the spring, and we were able to check off a lot of those goals on the list. And unfortunately, we weren't able to get the ultimate goal, but just proud of this locker room, you know, from, you know, the Pat Eiflins to Dalvin Cooks to Joe Burgers, Adam Thielen. You know, everyone stepped up this year and contributed to all of our success this year.
I mean, yeah, you really can't dwell on something like this. You know, it's going to suck. You're going to think about it. You know, it's a tough loss, but, you know, you got to keep moving.
Trey, what was Mike's message to the team last night or this morning?
He was just proud of us. You know, he's just letting us know that, you know, he's proud of, you know, how we worked and, you know, how we did as a team this year. And, you know, next year, got to keep fighting.
Do you get the sense that you guys are set up well for the future here? And
yeah,
what gives
yeah.
you that hope?
There's a lot of young guys. And the thing about it is a lot of guys that people haven't seen that are really good and are really special. And, you know, when their time is called upon, I know that they'll maximize the opportunity given to them.
Kind of for you going forward, free agent after this year, what's the next step for you and how you go about your offseason?
Next step?
Yes.
Take some time away. It's been a long season. A lot of good things happened, but it's been a long season, so I definitely take some time away. Free agency, and we'll see what happens. You know, if something does happen, you know, with the team, I'll be open to it. But, you know, for now, we'll just take it day by day. And when everything happens, just see what goes.
A little more in perspective this morning after sleeping on it, not really getting much sleep. But, you know, I watched the film, and it still sucks. I appreciate you guys. You guys in here. It's been a fun year. You know, for the fans, obviously not how we wanted to end it, but you know, there's a lot that you can't take away from us as Vikings this year, and what we were able to accomplish, and the moments and memories that we're gonna, you know, be able to share forever. I know I appreciate it. My wife and I appreciate it. We appreciate Minnesota and how welcoming and opening. That you guys have been. It's been just an incredible season for us as a family. It's been an incredible season for us as a team, the family team. Can't say thank you enough. So appreciate everyone.